Okay, you guys got your copy of the injury report. I think you got all the doubtfuls in game readiness. Any questions?
Those doubtful guys going to fly with you guys down?
We'll announce that. Typically, when we get there, we don't announce that till latest possible time.
John, what do you need to see from Dontrell to know if he'll be ready to help you guys out?
Well, we got a chance to see him on the field today. You know, we had, he got some work done. He had some meeting time last night with our offensive coaches. So we'll pretty much announce that like about an hour and a half before kickoff.
For a receiver, is it easier for them to kind of step into an offense and just give them like a limited package? Is that just a position where you can acquire a guy midweek and slot him in on Sunday easier?
Well, I think it's all difficult. You know, I think really at the end of the day, it depends on the guy, how much experience he has, whether he has experience in your system. Then you can pretty much get a guy game ready in certain packages. Usually don't define those before the game. So, it's an option, and we'll kind of evaluate that moving forward.
So, Edmund will make the trip.
Oh, yeah. He's on the active roster, and usually in most cases guys make the trip in that role. Except if they're better served to stay here due to injury, but he's healthy.
John, you obviously spent a lot of time with Sean Payton as you guys were coming up through the ranks. Right. What struck you back in with the Giants in terms of him as an offensive innovator, the way you could see the field, design offense?
Well, he grew up in the West Coast system. He worked for Gruden in Philadelphia when I first met Sean. We acquired him. I think he coached quarterbacks his first year. We had a coaching change, and a guy left, and he was elevated to coordinator. And then, we worked for an offensive coach in Jim Fossil. So Jim called the plays and eventually turned that duty over to Sean. Just in conversations, I was a defensive coordinator at that time. We'd have back and forth, what's tough, what this, what that, and I can remember in those days, Jim Johnson was the coordinator in Philadelphia. He used to kind of wreak some havoc. We used to have some battles in that division rivalry. But just in conversations with me and Sean, I could tell he's willing to learn and wanted to know things. And, he's probably one of the best play callers in the business now and has been for some time.
What do you think makes him such a good play caller?
I think their design's good. I think he understands that the importance of running the ball. If you look at their offense, they're fourth in points. But they're efficient running the football as well as throwing the football. So I think, that balance and how critical that is into, creating a scoring offense.
We start to quantify in nose tackles production, I guess. But Eddie Goldman, it seems like he's been consistently productive. Is there, from your vantage point, just how consistent has he been as far as being a force?
Well, I think he's a big part of our defense's progress. I think, Akeem's obviously been pretty dominant. But I think that helps to have the guy next to you is a guy like Eddie. He draws attention. When you get into third down and you just have your inside rushers, they got to slide the line one way or the other and they have to choose. So they get to mix that up. And, when you got two forces in there pushing the pocket inside, it can be problematic for, an offense in protection. And I think, that's really helped our pressure this year and, some discomfort for quarterbacks and our push on the pocket. In the run game, it's important to have stout bodies in there, and that definitely helps us as far as defending the run as well, with two big guys in there.
John, why has Akeem become a better pass rusher here than he ever was previous to this?
I think Jay Rogers, his position coach, does a fantastic job. I think it comes down to players. I think Akeem, he's a powerful body. When he gets his pads low and his pads get underneath his opponent's pads, he's pretty tough to stop, in a power rush. He's got quickness and uses his hands well. I think he's really, started to use his hands better as we go. And that transition from read and run to pass is critical. So I think that's where Jay and him have done a good job of continuing to improve.
Since you made the switch to Mitch, you haven't had to play catch-up much. If you find yourself in that position, do you feel you can open up the playbook and still do that if you have to score a lot early?
Yeah, a lot's been made of that. I think last week was an anomaly, to be honest with you. I think you want balance. Those types of things change. You have a 14-point lead. We're doing pretty good defensively. You know, I think that tended to be a little bit more conservative of a game plan. You know, that happened. You know, I watched the New England Patriots playing these guys on tape, and, you know, they were pretty good lead in the fourth quarter. I'm not sure they passed, and they had Tom Brady. So it's, again, you do what's necessary to run the clock. It's not like baseball where it's a final out. This game's timed, and so the clock is part of the formula, and you want to, you know, run that as fast as possible when you have the lead. So I think, you know, Mitch, that really had nothing to do with Mitch. Mitch is not the concern, you know, just our ability to throw the ball and throw it efficiently. You know, it's more than just the quarterback. Sometimes it's the type of game it is. And you know, like I said, you know, this is a timed game, and running the clock when you have a lead is important.
You've mentioned a couple times this week that you've heard a lot about this run game thing, or this not throwing. Has it been from outside of this room? Outside of us asking questions?
No, I told you before, you know, awareness is kind of critical. You know, so you know, I don't remember how many games in history or something, but, you know, you do what it takes to win, and those are different situations. Our situation on Sunday was we had a lead, and, you know, you're just trying to get the game over.
When you're doing stuff like this, is it a fine line to walk between being unapologetic that you won the game and sitting there and going, we're probably not going to
I'm over it, but it keeps getting brought up. You know, like we're getting ready to leave for our next opponent tomorrow, so we're a little bit more into them right now.
John, where have you seen Dean Trevathan improve from when you had him in Denver to
now? You know, Adam is a rookie. We drafted him. You know, I thought he kind of adopted a role right away on a pretty good defense. You know, he ended up winning a starting position. You know, to do that, you got to be in your book, and you got to kind of have a grasp of what we're doing. And you know, he's got good explosion, he's got good cover ability. He plays a run and the pass, which you have to do in this league, because at a linebacker, you know, in that middle level, you end up doing both. He's a good blitzer. He's just good at what he does. And you know, he was free. We were able to acquire him, and unfortunately, last year he missed quite a bit of time. And then you know, this year, kind of getting him back into it and. You know, getting back into, you know, playing, you know, that position takes a minute, and then I just see him getting better and better this season.
John, how much extra benefit, if any, is there to Mitch to be able to watch and compete against a guy like Drew Brees?
You know, I think, you know, guys study football, you know, and again, if you're a quarterback, you're watching other quarterbacks if you're studying football, and, you know, I can't tell you how much he's actually watched Drew Brees, but, you know, he probably should. In the sense that if he hasn't, you know, because I think there's similar traits a little bit. You know, I think Drew's always pretty athletic in the pocket, makes good decisions, very accurate thrower. You know, so their styles are a little bit alike. You know, I don't think anybody's exactly alike, but, you know, I see some similarities there. But he'd be a good guy to study, I think.
Where's Christian Jones improved?
You know, what's kind of fun about doing this is watching guys mature, and sometimes it's as a football player, you know, on the field, but whether it's in the building, you know, becoming not just a player but a pro on how they approach, you know, this segment of their life. You know, I've just seen a maturation process, you know, how he studies, how he prepares, you know, how much video he's studying. So much of it's what you do. You know, off the field or time management is anything, and I've seen a lot of maturation there, and I'm pretty proud of that, you know, how far he's come that way.
You inherited him when you saw Leib came here and you analyzed him on tape or whatever. Did you see this in him, you know, this improvement or just okay?
Well, he was similar in college. I mean, I remember him coming out, you know, I think it was Florida State. He kind of played a lot of different positions, you know, kind of a jack of all trades, master of none, but he was athletic, had good speed, had a lot of measurable things that you want and look for. You know, I think he's settled in. You know, last year we were forced to play him both at inside and outside because of injuries. And, you know, I think this year settling in as inside linebacker, you know, and just watching, you know, how much he studies and how much he prepares, you know, has been the fun part to watch.
Earlier.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, for a guy who's as big as he is to play inside like that, what are some of the
challenges
that you have to make sure you can handle?
Well, I don't know if it's so much big. He's got length, and I think length helps you in any sport. You know, I think, you know, from, you know, arm length. You know, he's got good agility, good speed. And I think, you know, size is good, you know, so I think that it's a helpful trait for him, not a negative.
You mentioned earlier this week that you guys looked at Kamara when he came out. How similar is he to Tariq? Would it have been a similar role?
You know, I think, you know, when you look around, I think, you know, New Orleans has always kind of had that. You know, they had Reggie, they had Sproles. You know, like I said, I've competed them. I don't know. I think this is about my 20th matchup against them. You know, so they've kind of had that kind of guy for a long time, and I think he fits that role, you know, along with the runner type guy. You know, I think they've been doing that for some time.
In all the times you've played against them, is this one of their better defenses that you've seen?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I think 09 or whatever year it was, they won the championship. You know, I think, you know, Greg Williams was the coordinator. They had quite a few takeaways. You know, this is similar. I'm not sure they have the takeaways that they had that year, but it's probably one of the better ones since that one I can remember.
Youngsters on defense, Hicks, Goldman, Jones, Floyd, et cetera, Fuller, seem to be emerging at once. Do you attribute any of that to them just feeding off each other?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, you develop a personality on a football team, on a segment of the game, whether it's special teams, offense, or defense. I think, you know, that chemistry, it takes a minute to build. You know, I think, you know, in my experiences, whether it was in Carolina, whether it was in Denver or here, you know, we kind of took over a defense in the 30s as far as rankings. And I think, you know, it takes a while to build that. You know, it starts with players, and then I think as they get used to playing with each other, then you build that chemistry and trust. And, you know, in the ultimate of team games, you know, it is important to kind of rely on the guy next to you. And so, you know, we're starting to build, starting to see and see the basically the hard work kind of start paying off. All right, guys. Thank you.